The military does not have the lead role in either planning the inauguration or providing security. That lies with the Presidential Inauguration Committee, the Secret Service, and D.C. Metro Police. But its supporting role is huge. And Major General Errol Schwartz, the commander of the D.C. National Guard, says it's grown substantially in recent years.
In the National Guard, our soldiers and airmen have done this quite a few times, so on the average of four times. So it's tweaking to make sure that we understand what the mission is. Prior to 2005, the D.C. National Guard did this all by themselves. In 2005, we brought in 120 folks. In 2009, we brought in 7,000. So it's a varying number, so you have to tweak all of those plans, making sure that everyone who comes in the city is registered through our process and reverse process out of the city so we can account for every individual and equipment coming into the city and leaving the city.
This year, the D.C. Guard is bringing in around 6,000 guardsmen and women from several states and territories. Added to that force will be 7,500 more active duty troops from the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard.
They will be coming into the District of Columbia, processed in, and they will go out to several parts of the city where they support these events. They'll be housed close to the ceremonies so that they can walk to their missions because of the crowd that we may be working with.
The military personnel will have a role both in the inaugural parade and providing security and support around the hundreds of thousands of people who will descend on the National Mall on January 21st. Around 1,500 people from ceremonial units in the military will participate in the parade itself. The rest will have specific duties as part of quick reaction forces, chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear response forces, manning communications platforms, and providing medical assistance, and directing traffic. Major General Michael Linnington is the commander of the military's Joint Task Force National Capital Region, the command that's responsible for handling DOD's inaugural support. He says those forces will be well prepared, but he still has one big worry.
Ceremonially, for me, it's weather. I mean, as you look at safety and force protection of your ceremonial units, if it's bitter cold and snowing, it makes life more complicated. So weather would be first and foremost on my mind.
Most of the military units supporting the inauguration won't arrive in downtown D.C. until just before the event, but DOD has increased the Joint Task Force's permanent staff by several hundred people to help plan and prepare. Coordinators running drills using a huge-scale map of downtown Washington on the floor of a gymnasium at the D.C. Armory, literally walking through the steps each unit will take on Inauguration Day.
Allows the different participating units to physically walk on the map as they're speaking through what they're doing. So along with, on the overhead, having a time sequence that shows what's going on, they'll walk and talk what they're actually doing. And the military does rehearsals better than anybody. So that as they're walking through the routes, folks that are along the routes or have other events taking place can see the effect of what's going on with what their event is. So it's a very good tool for synchronizing events in time and space, and that's why we use the big map. By the way, that's one of about 15 or 20 more rehearsals we'll do between now and the 21st, including a full force rehearsal in D.C. About a week prior to the event. So we're honored to participate. It is a symbol of our strength and our democracy, and I think it's an important event for us to do right in front of the eyes of the world.
Although there's a lot of planning activity happening now, the idea is that no one in D.C. will notice much going on until the eve of Inauguration Day and on the day itself, when military units and civilian agencies will start last-minute preparations, like removing each and every traffic light from Pennsylvania Avenue and begin staging thousands of marchers, horses, and floats at the beginning of the parade route. Brigadier General James Scanlon is the deputy commander of the Joint Task Force.
And that's quite a ballet when you think about it. And if you look now, obviously you'll see the reviewing stand by the White House is already under construction. They stand up on the West Capitol front already under construction. So there's a lot being done that we can do now. And then, as General Linnington said, in the wee hours of the morning prior to the inauguration, that's when a lot of the finer details will be set up. And we have things like warming tents on the mall for the parade participants, and obviously all the bike racks and the barriers that are put up. That all happens in the wee hours of the morning. kind of prior on Monday morning, the 21st.
Planners say they're trying to learn lessons from the 2009 inauguration, when a record 1.8 million people came to see President Obama's first inauguration. For example, the 3rd Street Tunnel will be completely closed to pedestrians and traffic on Inauguration Day. That's the underground structure that earned the name Purple Tunnel of Doom, when thousands of people with tickets to enter the inauguration's Purple Gate were trapped for hours because of large crowds. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.